Dick Toledo here, and you've found the resting place for all HMS podcasting. 98KUPD.com, within the 98KUPD app, and PodcastOne.com. And this week, all podcasting content is brought to you by our friends at Chapman Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Check out their hundreds of new and used inventory at ChapmanDodge.com.
You want to get away, far away, to a place people aren't. You know what'll get you there? A Jeep. That's right, an off-road machine with a big lift and big tires. A rolling definition of go big or go home. And at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Jeep during the Jeep Adventure Days. Happening now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Just about that time for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. And it's brought to you by my friends. Thank you, Brett.
Sorry about that.
Brought to you by my friends at Hooters and Coors Light. Of course, Hooters and Coors Light bring you the Brady Report every day. You can head to Hooters for happy hour Monday through Friday, 3 to 6. 32-ounce pitchers of ice-cold Coors Light on special. During that time, constantly enjoying your day, 3 to 6. I had my own happy hour yesterday and messed myself up at home. You got to be careful with that. Be responsible, but enjoy yourself. Hooters and Coors Light bring you the Brady Report. Brady, report it.
Good Tuesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy National Online Training Day.
Like Denzel Washington?
It's time to celebrate.
I'm King Kong. That's what I would say if I had online training day.
Online
training day.
Day.
No, online training day is it.
Great movie.
I'm King Kong up in this bitch.
I would celebrate that.
I would watch online training day. I might do that later on my iPad just to celebrate online training day. It's a great
Everyone
movie.
Everyone get on Zoom.
Yeah.
Start yelling out lines.
Like chicken wings. Online training day. Yeah, I would just scream that in the middle of the Zoom meeting constantly. Any questions from anybody? Just a quick question. Who do you think, if we had a vote, would be King Kong up in this bitch? Please stop saying that, sir.
Yeah, that's much better.
Denzel was unbelievable
great
in that movie.
Yeah. Really
because to
is.
Celebrate something online right now, that's a tough sell. Because we've been on it so much. That's all we're doing.
Yeah, what are you training now? I remember I saw Training Day with my ex. And we were in kind of an argument that night, and I left it. And the same thing happened with a girl I was with way back when Braveheart came out. We went to the drive-in to watch Braveheart, and she was grouchy about something, and I got grouchy about something, and we ended up watching Braveheart.
And it brought you back together?
No, I was miserable. You don't watch Braveheart at the drive-in. There were like lights and distractions, and I'm like, this movie's boring. When everybody's going on
That's
and on
long,
about because I was kind of
yeah.
mad at her. And she was, we were supposed to go there and do it. That's what drive-ins were for. I was under the idea that for 3 hours we were going to Braveheart hump. I didn't care about the movie. I'll see it again tomorrow. It was out. So I didn't like it. And then Training Day was another one. I went and we kind of got into a grouchy fest and we're sitting there watching the movie. I'm like, I am bored.
Training Day?
Well, no, only because I didn't want to be there.
Oh,
I was
right.
grouchy.
Yeah.
So I thought Training Day stunk. And then a few years later I saw it on cable. I'm like, what in the world was wrong? Same with Braveheart. I'm like, why did I not like this movie? And it was because we were in an argument, so it wrecked the whole night. But, man, Training Day. I've seen it probably 20 times yeah. since. It's so good. So good.
Got
and
a couple.
Online Training Day, we can do it through Zoom and yell at people and HR meetings and things. I'm Leroy Jenkins in some Online Training Day.
Got a couple of baseless fun facts. The Sixth Commandment translates from Hebrew as thou shall not murder,
right.
not thou shall not kill.
Good idea.
Because it took in account that people might face situations like war or self-defense.
So they're changing that now? They're trying to make that
no,
perfect
I,
timing?
I think
to,
they still keep it in there as thou shall not kill, but
right.
it does make a difference.
It makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
They should have cleared that up back in the day. Your boy should have come down and said, sorry about the confusion.
The American film industry only produces the third most movies in the world.
India and China.
You're correct on India.
It's not
Japan.
China.
Nigeria.
Whoa.
Oh, they're pumping out movies in Nigeria.
Really?
Hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, they're bootlegs. You buy them downtown.
They're filming them.
Yes.
That's a production of a film.
We made Transformers 5.
Hey, wait a minute. This is the same Transformers.
No. Nigerian Transformers 5.
All right. You guys just messed with the hue. It looks like they're Nigerian Transformers, but it's just you turned the tint up. Look, if I spin this, it's everybody's white again.
Do you want it or not? I'm very busy making twice as many movies as everyone else in the world.
The first script for E.T. was a horror movie. Steven Spielberg decided he liked it better as a family movie, and the horror script was written to become Poltergeist.
Oh, I thought it was going to be Gremlins. How interesting is that? By the way, somebody just texted me and said, Rimbrek says, how the hell does Brady not know it's actually National Double Cheeseburger Day?
Ooh,
I didn't.
Not a single cheeseburger.
Now I know.
I mean,
that's a game changer.
You want to hear something? You want to hear some real blasphemy?
Yeah.
Hold on to something real quick.
All right.
You know how I like burgers now? Bunless.
Beyond?
No.
Oh.
It wrapped in lettuce.
Protein style?
Yeah, I like them better.
Where'd you get it?
Shake Shack.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I like the In-N-Out bunless.
I can understand that.
Can you?
Sure, but not every time.
Every time.
You change it up.
He can understand it. He didn't say he agreed with it.
Yeah. Exactly. You're onto it, Toledo.
I understand why you killed that man. But I don't agree with it.
That's OJ. Yeah. That's OJ.
I didn't
want
to tell you that because that was like me saying I'm gay. To you.
That's a little rough.
I'm not afraid. No, I'm not ashamed of it. I'm out. I'm out. I eat lettuce. Right. I eat lettuce wrap.
I'm okay
burgers.
With that.
I know. I don't want you to look down on me.
You're the capital of the world.
Yeah, I know. I know. You're Tom Brennan.
For the first time.
If you're not going to say it, I am. What in the hell is Holmberg doing wrapping his meat in lettuce? What a. Brady, that's the best news I've gotten in days, cowboy.
Your boy Tom and you in the old fraternity. Guy comes in with a lettuce-wrapped burger. Not going to hear the end of it.
For the first time in its existence, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is going to be TV only.
Oh, wow.
And one block.
Well.
That's good.
One block.
Well, so really, for most people that watch it, I mean.
I'll tell you this. For most people that watch it, it's always been TV only.
Yeah.
And it's always been about a block's worth of entertainment. And then you're like, I can't watch this anymore. This is terrible.
Although there are a lot of people.
Tons.
That take a vacation that weekend to go down there. Just
you need a life.
Yeah. My friend took his family there once for that and said it was the worst experience he's ever had in his entire life. So was it cold? It was windy. The floats were stupid. And he goes, the experience was neat because you were there. But if you don't have a good spot, you're screwed. Yeah, I would like to go do that one time because I hear that those floats are really cool.
You hate parades.
I can't stand parades. But that one's different.
Why?
I don't know. That's the mother of all of them, really. Okay. The only two types of parades I want to see is that one once and then military parades. Because when I was in Coronado that one year in 4th of July and they had the Shriners, I'm like, God damn it, I hate these things. They're so stupid. And the marching band and these girls with batons. And the only time you ever practice baton is for a stupid parade and they go by. And then all of a sudden, from Oceanside, let's welcome our – and then they name off some battalion. And this like plane goes by and, like, and I'm like, oh, what do we got going on here? And then some weird old-timey tank started to drive down. I'm like, we could do some damage here on Orange Street with this.
See, I thought the same thing in the 80s with the Russian parades, the Russian military
parades.
I love
the missiles.
Those unbelievable.
So cool.
Man. And that was the plane had missiles on it. And it was
Yeah,
it was low. And it goes right over. And like, oh, because they have that airport right next to Coronado. And the missiles were on the thing. And I'm like, they could light us up. I love nuclear warhead parades. Like, I think North Korea's parades are the best looking parades ever. I don't want to see, no offense, I don't want to see some local guy like Brady sitting in the back of a Cadillac with a mask on saying he's Kim Jong-un. I want to see some missiles.
You don't want to see Pratt at the Parada del Sol parade?
I bought it on top of a wagon, an old-timey wagon. I'm a history buff. Blah, blah, blah.
And then he's riding around like a great local celebrity. Oh, good, local high school marching band. No, give me missiles. Give me the marching and the goose-stepping. There's nothing better when that North Korean military goes by and they're kicking their feet.
And they all turn.
It's like the Rockettes. And then they turn to look at them and then a missile's in there. Like, and we'd still light them up in a fight, but that looks good. A display of power. Think of the things on an American missile parade. Can you imagine how interested you'd be for the first time ever if the Fiesta Bowl parade featured nuclear warheads? Oh, I'd be down there standing and eating popcorn.
Yeah, but
a, waiting
but if
for
they
Channel
had
5.
Like 100 of them, I could see one or two things going by there.
You,
but
you
I
wouldn't
mean,
do 100.
Yeah.
You do every year, it would be another cool thing. You get
yeah,
the guys marching in front of it. You got this big warhead.
Some people would complain that it turned over into more of a military
good thing. That's what I'm talking about. I want it to be. The Fiesta Bowl parade is dumb.
They say that about the parade back in the Midwest in Columbus. They brought in a bunch of, you know, but they're just the vehicles.
Yeah.
And it was
bring
just,
me a missile.
You put them in there for fillers, more or less.
So people complained?
Yeah.
That the local military was represented in the
well,
parade?
There's so many of them that it's not really, you know, it was.
Man, not me. Give me that missile parade every day. That's a parade.
They wanted more mini Model Ts with Shriners
right.
around.
Who wants that, by the way? That's got to be a generation.
They got
thing.
One section.
That's going to die, right? Like, we're 20
oh,
years from
yeah, when they do.
From,
well, it's not
when
happening
when the Shriners
this year.
Die. Sooner
than later.
Oh, no, not this year. We're 10, 15 years away from that finally being like, enough of the marching bands, enough with the old men and the tiny motorcycles. That's not there's no generation that's growing up.
Usually a couple
through
different people on horseback. You'll have law enforcement on horseback.
Sure. Paul Penzone rode by. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
That's fine. And then a marching band. But I want to see the Clemson marching band. And then right behind it, like a 20, I don't even know how long they are. Like just the warhead itself is 20 feet. And then the launch thing takes up like two city blocks.
Guy right by the pad looking ready to put in the codes.
Right. Yeah, you got like a little simulated thing of like the dude. If they turn their keys at the same time and then the thing goes tick, 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 like it's going to go straight. Like, oh, that's so awesome. So much better than let's welcome the Baptist Church singers.
Then you could have you could have the convertible in front of it with like Miss Scud in her in her court.
Miss Scud.
Oh.
Throwback
with that box
to
of Patriots up
Brady.
There?
Yeah, 1991's Desert Storm brings back memories for many people, not like Miss Scud. And she comes rolling out and then stuff that saved Desert Storm, like the Abrams, and then like you have the Patriot missile.
Museum.
I've never seen a Patriot missile. It just walked a museum by me. Oh, this sounds great. So much better. And now welcome the Dobson High Marching Band. Oh, no.
Followed by a daisy cutter.
Yes. We've heard of the mother of all bombs, but have we ever seen one? You have now. Oh, you would go see the Moab march
sure.
down Central much faster than you'd go see Highland High yep. School's stupid band play Sloopy.
I'd go pull the boys out of school
absolutely.
To go see that.
Absolutely. The Moab's marching down the street.
What?
You ever seen people lose their mind when the stealth bomber goes over? Stealth bomber's going over too.
Yep.
The whole city shuts down. We love military parades. None of us want to admit it.
In Seattle, they have Seafair every summer, and the Blue Angels are there, and office buildings get shut down, the freeways get shut down, and people are just plastered
lose
up against
their minds.
The window.
Go
I
to
was
New
there
York.
Yep. It's 2 weeks from now, I think, but the week I was in San Francisco was the Navy week.
Oh, go to Memorial
all
Day.
Of them were there.
Memorial
the
Day.
Birds, the-
Memorial Day in New York City is the most amazing. It's Fleet Week.
Yeah.
And all the boats come in. Exactly. And I'm telling you, man, it is a tourist attraction. They run down to see those giant gunner ships, and it's awesome to see. And they let you on a couple of them. Ah, military parade. Brett likes it. He just walks around like a military parade all the time here. He's got his gun in his pocket. He's got that AR-12 on his back.
Allegedly.
Right.
Allegedly.
Nobody can see it. You do a good job of covering that up.
The NFL is now saying they will punish coaches and staff that aren't wearing masks on the sidelines because they noticed last Sunday and a little bit last night that the masks are down. I don't know how they're going
to – I get it, but aren't they over-tested so much to the point where everybody's negative on the sidelines? Shouldn't it – shouldn't not
– I think that's what the staff is feeling the same way, but they – you know, a big part of it is setting an
example. I know
example.
It's appearance, but
CYA.
Yeah,
but
go.
I wonder if they will do it similar. The punishments will be similar to what they do in Indonesia. There was 8 people who were busted for not wearing masks, and they were ordered to dig graves for people who died during the pandemic.
Hey, it's like smoking a cigarette. If I catch you, you're going to smoke the whole pack. You want to play around with COVID? All right, dig the graves. They still have hand grave digging? I figured that was all machinery.
Sure.
I don't know. I figured it was all machinery.
Oh, you pay for it.
What do you mean?
Yeah, you get that. That's a higher-end deal, right?
And you're talking about some of the villages that are really small might not be able to get them.
Indonesia has a billion people in it.
Yeah.
You're thinking of it as some sort of weird hut. A
lot of shovels ready.
Yeah, all right. They've got heavy equipment.
They haven't heard a caterpillar down there yet.
It's like right now, I'm going to do this. Hey, Whitey, listen, all of you Whiteys, right now, listen, close your eyes, even if you're driving. Close your eyes right now. Picture a Nigerian airport. You're a racist. Because you know why? You pictured a dirt field with like a... You don't... Because we're Americans.
You pictured a landing strip in Miami Vice.
Yeah, exactly. You picture like the worst thing ever. Because we were indoctrinated to think that it's all just a mess. They don't have airports for realsies. They've got like a strip and then like a little building and maybe a I don't know, like a Wendy's. And that's it.
Most of the big Oktoberfest events have started this week, but a lot of them been canceled because of COVID-19. Sam Adams teamed up with Auntie Anne's Pretzels, and they're selling an Oktoberfest at-home kit. Has everything you need to celebrate Oktoberfest. It includes a six-pack of Sam Adams Oktoberfest beer, 10 soft pretzels, four sets of Lederhosen suspenders.
This year, not the only part you don't
four
pay
hats,
for
two steins.
Is the loneliness.
I thought the Lederhosen were the actual shorts.
It's just the suspenders.
The suspenders is the Lederhosen.
Yeah. Oh no, the Lederhosen is leather underpants.
Right.
Basically, yeah.
There may
but
be
they're
nothing...
saying Lederhosen suspenders.
Yeah. Oh,
there may be nothing more pathetic, though, than dressing up the family for your own in-home Oktoberfest during COVID.
$89 bucks.
That's a social media thing. Yeah, you know,
you're
going to
TikTok it. But I mean, if you're alone and you dress up for Oktoberfest.
What if Hildy did it alone?
Oh, come on.
Go for it, I say.
She's different. Go for it. She's different.
Lederhosen Hildy.
Later, Hildy. Well, yeah, that would be all. Brett's looking.
Yesterday, we had the Franzia backpack box wine. Now Taco Bell has rolled out their jalapeno noir wine.
Ugh.
They're getting in the wine biz, I guess.
No, they're not.
Has notes of wild strawberry, cherry, and beetroot.
So does Boone's
It
fault.
Pairs well with the toasted cheesy chalupa.
Otherwise not one known as not Something wine.
Strawberry Hill. Strawberry Hill and Wild Island.
Ugh. It's only available right now in Taco Bell Canada.
I spent the extra 69 cents for the Wild Island with Boone's Farm because I don't like strawberries.
Stepping up.
But you know it was the exact same? The diarrhea. It all smelled like bad strawberries. And the headaches. We used to guzzle that stuff. Mm-hmm. Ugh.
Pepsi just announced a new product called Driftwell, which is a relaxation drink that's supposed to help you de-stress and go to sleep.
There you go, John.
Pepsi made it?
Yep. It is carbonated water that has a little bit of blackberry, lavender, and some vitamins.
What happened to beating off? Like, everybody used to just go to sleep because of that. Now we need pills and calm apps and Pepsi.
There it is.
It's just have a Brady. You get a nice seltzer that puts you into a slumber, like an 1800s poet on heroin.
Right now, mine's just lying down.
That's pretty good. You're lucky. You're one of the lucky ones. You choke yourself out.
I run it while I can.
You choke yourself out with your uvula every time you lay down. I dream of those days.
Not to be outdone, Coke is going to launch Coca-Cola with coffee in the U.S.
That's the opposite of going to sleep.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah. Coca-Coffee is going to destroy your life.
Coca-Java.
Yeah, it sounds like a fun name, but you're not going to sleep through most of 2022.
There's a 19-year-old guy in Shikoku.
Chicago.
Japan.
You're saying it wrong. Japan. Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
Apparently, he has a thing for stealing women's underwear.
What if that's what we've been mispronouncing it the whole time?
It's actually Shikoku. It's an Algonquin word. Shikoku. Maybe that's
Chicago.
Well, a few weeks ago, he saw a thong hanging on the balcony of a ground floor apartment.
Classy.
To dry. Freshly washed
come on.
Thong. So he snatched it.
Oh,
took off.
Of course he did.
Didn't realize it was actually belonged to a 38-year-old man. It was a man thong.
Hey.
The cops were able to identify him from the surveillance footage in the apartment.
The Ring doorbell picked up.
Two people need to go to jail.
Yeah.
The guy who snatches thongs and the guy who hangs them outside to dry. Get a dryer. You're in Japan. You have all the technology at your disposal. Ask a neighbor to dry
small
your
apartments
clothes.
There,
getting
John.
Eel sauce
no,
out,
he
all
has,
apartments. Out
no,
of a thong.
Not acceptable. He has eel sauce on his thong. Close your eyes, Brady. Close your eyes. Picture a Nigerian airport.
I'm in it
racist,
right now.
Racist.
Oh, more eel sauce on a thong. No washer dryer. Wash in the sink. Hang outside. What's the worst that could happen? My thong! It has been stolen! You Lego my thong. You,
if you're hanging
Lego thong, my thong.
If you're hanging on to like the idea of air dry, it smells better. It's more fresh outside the air dry. Crusty outside air dry. You ever go to, my grandma used to air dry her towels and stuff. She might as well have just given us cardboard boxes to dry off with. They were crusty. Outside drying was not better. It was awful, especially in Chicago.
Imagine
it's
the,
just humid.
With
it never dries
now.
Oh, it was terrible. My grandma's clothesline, garbage. Megan grew up with a clothesline. Here.
We did, too.
It dried
here,
quick.
Oh,
here.
Oh, yeah. It dried quick, and then it turned into, like, you know.
Brittle.
Matzo bread or whatever that stuff.
You smell like tumbleweed.
Yeah. Like, everything was, my clothes, like, she was, I first met her, and I'm like, why do you wear such stiff clothes?
I can't help it.
You don't have a dryer?
No. Ow, ow. My clothes are cutting me.
She dried off with a piece of drywall once. She thought it was a towel. She didn't know the difference.
Soaks it right up.
It's the same as the towels I grew up with.
Oh, that's drywall. You just chunked up my wall.
John, I look forward to Oktoberfest at Brady's house. Nice cold seltzer, lederhosen, and some Auntie Anne's pretzels. It's totally the same.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Watching that teen show, 13 Ways to Die, or whatever that thing is about killing yourself. Yeah. What's that show called? 13 or
Reasons Why.
Reasons Why, yeah. Brady will be on that with his new Apple TV, sitting in a pair of thong underpants, covered in eel sauce.
Melting into your chair.
Yeah.
No trespassing. It's the first time in 50 years we've had 5 tropical storms churning in the Atlantic Ocean. There's so many of them, we're having to turn to the Greek alphabet.
Cool.
We went through all 24 letters?
Yeah. That's right.
We should add 2 more.
You know what, Brett? You're right.
We could.
Well played, Toledo. We could. Make him feel good about it. Let him. It's like when you introduce dogs. Let him think they discovered his new friend.
Right. The final tropical storm, English name this season would be Wilfred.
We don't do
Y and Z?
Guess not.
X, Y, and Z.
Oops. Sorry. Brett. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
What's an X? Zena? Yetta?
Yeah.
Zane? No, there's Z names. There's all
Zach. The last time the Greek alphabet had to be used for tropical storms was in 2005 when there were 27.
That's one. They got an alpha in there.
Yeah. So alpha, beta, gamma, delta are next.
All right, settle down.
Epsilon.
Bunch of fraternities or what?
Yeah. Yep, fraternities.
They know it up to the fraternities. Do you know the whole, do you know all the Greek
I don't
alphabet?
Remember the whole thing, but I
you just remember the ones
alpha,
from
beta,
it.
Gamma, delta, or alpha, beta, gamma, delta,
iota,
epsilon, gamma.
That's twice with gamma.
You said gamma
I did
twice.
Gamma.
Yep. Yeah. Alpha, beta, gamma, delta, iota, epsilon, pi.
Let me tell you this. My question was, do you guys know the Greek alphabet? All you had to say was no.
No, I said no.
I can work
I
it out.
No.
I can
you can work,
work
it out.
Out.
You're in your 6th letter. You'd named one twice already.
Theta, zeta, good night. Alpha, beta, gamma, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Theta, zeta. Good night. Good night, everybody.
Is that part of the process of getting into a fraternity?
Yeah, it was for me.
Alphabet?
We had to know that. Yeah.
And it
and then whatever background active member
added so
at the
much
time
to my life.
Wanted you to know about them, and you had to know their information. Oh. Getting to know them, and they usually
getting
have fun with that.
To know you. Sounds great.
And then you toast a seltzer.
You have a seltzer toast.
Seltzer.
Yeah. You guys had a
the
great
frat.
Okay.
You load up your
I remember they
pop
locked
machine
me
with
in.
Seltzer.
They locked me in the trunk of a car with a 2-liter bottle of seltzer.
Seltzer.
I had to
you know what the worst part was in Brady? Tom Brenneman at Brady's fraternity. Schweppes. That's the only thing we buy. Low-end stuff.
No way.
Drink your Schweppes, cowboy. This night's about to get crazy.
You're talking designer there. Food club seltzer, maybe. Is
And then we're going to go home and we're going to watch Putting on the Hits and a little Solid Gold.
Putting on the Hits. God.
And not the good Solid Gold either. The one where that guy Rex hosted. Tell you what, cowboy, it's nuts in our fraternity. With all the seltzer we drink.
Cowboy.
We're going to
It's alpha,
it.
Beta, Charlie, by the way, not gamma.
That's the military one.
I don't know what it is. Yeah, somebody's texting.
That would be chai.
You know what?
That
also
be chai.
Doesn't matter. And also, I asked you guys if you knew it, and you both said yes, and then proved you didn't, like, really fast.
I said I didn't know it. I
and then you started
remember.
To rattle
I said
it
I knew
off.
Most of it.
He said he knew it. He
I
said,
can work it out.
Alpha, beta, gamma, 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 gamma.
Not enough gammas.
Yetta, Zeta, Charlie. You don't know.
Yetta Gibson.
Sure.
We're going to end it with some pee-pee poo-poo news and videos.
Oh, good. You got it?
Another Kikachu.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and this is your pee-pee poo-poo news and videos. Someone broke into a house in Guelph, Ontario, Canada. And in the middle of the night on Sunday, they didn't steal anything or break anything. All they did was poop in the dishwasher. Cops are still trying to track them down. The Mounties are trying to track them down. Now let's get to a couple of pee-pee, poo-poo news videos. The first one is a flexibility coach working one of their
this won't
clients.
Be good.
Oh, no.
This won't young be lady good. Doing a deep stretch.
This will not be good.
It's a quickie.
Oh, boy.
That doesn't make it any better when it's a quickie.
Ugh.
The rest of the class enjoys it.
Ah. Turn that music off so we can get the full sound
don't
of this
worry,
video.
Don't worry. It's not as bad as you think.
It's not going to be. Oh, so she's ass up.
Yeah.
Oh, she just farted. He pushed on her back and she farted. That poor girl's ruined for the rest of her high school career.
Viral. She's viral now.
And unfortunately, she's... She looks to be fairly, like, normal, and that's going to wreck her.
That's a good class.
Yeah, that's a pretty good group. Why, that's always funny when a grown man pushes on a teen girl until she farts. That should be a TikTok thing.
That's top notch.
Grown men pushing on teens until they fart.
Maybe I should have ended on this one because it's only getting worse.
It actually used to be called the Boy Scouts. Grown men pushing on teens until they fart.
Oh, right.
Come on, me. So good one.
The other one, the other pee-pee
push
her. Video.
Show that girl again. I'm sorry.
Yeah, one more time. One more time.
Big screen it. Why are we small screening this? No. And why is this happening? Is she in, like, some sort of a class for she's grown men pushing
look,
on her?
She's in the busybody class.
His face is great.
She's a little bit overweight. It's not helping.
Oh, the other girl's on the where side. The other girl's blowing bubbles. Guys,
the other girl's taking a selfie of herself blowing a bubble.
No. It's that taco pizza that Toledo had last
yep.
Friday.
Kicking
oh,
in.
Man, that poor girl will never get married.
Never.
So the next one is a poo prank.
Oh.
Brady's favorite.
Girl decides to prank her boyfriend sleeping.
Yeah.
They're kind of sleeping.
Once he gets going, you're not going to be able to play this.
Yeah, she puts this weird chocolate pudding on her butt and on the bed and then lays ass towards his face.
Yeah, it's like an icing bag.
And then squeezes the bag into his face and onto the wall and then lays in bed like she just took a huge dump and shot it across the room.
What the fuck is this?
Oh, yeah. And his first words are, what the hell is this now?
Okay,
we can't die. We can't have. Oh, he starts to throw up.
He's going to yak.
I wish we could play the sound.
He smacks her in the ass.
He hit her. She took a dump in the bed. Oh, I wish I could play this. He is so angry. Baby, you just took a great big my face, and we got to break up and all that, and I don't want it. We're never going to see them kids again.
I'm never going to be able to look at your body the
look
same
at your
way.
Big ass, and I'm never going to see them again because you took my face.
He just ripped her down. Like
yeah. I can't believe what had just happened. Are we getting a divorce? I'm going to have to smack your mama.
You got
to
move out.
I'm going to kill you. You get them kids and get out of here. We're all done up.
I've never wanted to hit a woman so hard.
That's the worst day of my life. Ain't no question about it. I hate you, but look at them big old chocolate. I'll never see them again. Never, ever again.
I'm King Kong up in here.
National training.
I'm King Kong up in this bitch covered in... She's got cameras set up in every room for this.
She got a baby bath. So
oh, they got kids. They got kids. I could have told you they got kids.
Yep.
You take them kids and you just get away from me now. You get half of what's in the bank. You get the $350. You get it out. Get on ya. Get on ya. I wouldn't. You know what? Even if it was a joke, I wouldn't. I wouldn't take her back.
Oh man,
you get
that's
out
what
of
I'm
ya.
Saying. It got. It got.
Baby,
it
I
went
was
too far.
Playing. Baby, I was playing.
Get out of ya.
And then makes you even more.
He's
angry
so mad. Like he gets
that
like,
it was a prank.
Angry, angry.
He starts puking and
oh, baby, you got to go. You got to get out the house. Get on here.
I was kidding.
I don't care. Get out. Get on here.
What the hell is this?
Get on here. Did you take all the money out of the bank? It's all yours. Get on here.
Yeah. You got a little Jerry Reed in there.
I was kidding. Get on here.
It's too late.
Yeah, it's over. I can never look at you the same. Look at that sweet ass. I never want to see it again. What you capable of?
When I first saw it, I'm like, is it her colostomy bag?
I didn't know what it was either. Because when I first saw it, I had a friend send me that. And I sent it to you. And I'm like, this. I didn't know what it was either. I thought at first she had poop in the bag. And she was getting them because she was mad. Is it pudding? Did they ever say? I couldn't get through the whole video without laughing. No, she has a stink on it because he's immediately, when he starts throwing up, that's to the smell. She's got something in there, like cheese. Like she blended up a special brew.
I love this. You gotta
Chief
go.
Chief Keef was so mad.
You gotta go. You gotta go.
His first reaction, he wakes up a few seconds and says, what the?
Look at that smack.
Yeah.
And then he smacks her right in it, too.
He hits her with a...
Right here.
Now it's all over his hand.
Poopy, you poopy covered ass. You poopy. You got poopy all over me. Oh, he's so upset. He sleeps in that skull cap, too, which is even better.
Oh, yeah.
This is my favorite couple on the planet. She's hilarious.
What the?
He's reacting exactly as you should.
He biffed her with the pillow.
She is playing this for everything. That is one of the best pranks I've ever seen. Now, they are divorced, or she's dead, right?
Right.
He did the right thing.
We have not located her. She's disappeared.
Baby, I just noticed we're viral. I'm going to have to kill you now.
You've got to be kidding me. You better hope you make some money on this video.
Go get me a new skull cap. I ain't wearing that skull cap ever again. I'm going to start sleeping in a skull cap. That looks cool. Oh, he is furious. Yeah, put that up on Facebook because that will... Oh, he and there's nothing about this that he stays reasonable about and shouldn't. And what's great about their bedroom?
Towels.
What's great about their bedroom is they didn't decorate a single thing in there. But the bathroom looks like there's pictures in the bathroom and stuff. Like the bathroom looks like
nothing
the bedroom
the
is a prison cell. There's like nothing on the walls. Nothing. You still here? Get out of here.
I got some more man cave ideas out of that.
That's good stuff, Brady. That's a fine Bradio video, my friends. Friends, a tradition like no other.
Here we go.
Out on ya. It's 8:16. I'm going to call your mom and arrange an appointment to slap her in the face for raising you so wrong. There you go. That, my friends, is your Brady Report. Brought to you by Hooters and Coors Light and Poop Pranks. It's 98 KUPD.
The best the world has to offer in music, drama, and comedy.
KUPD. You want to get away. Far away. To a place people aren't. You know what'll get you there? A Jeep. That's right, an off-road machine with a big lift and big tires. A rolling definition of go big or go home. And at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Jeep during the Jeep Adventure Days. Happening now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.